This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Samantha Watson. The Bethel Warriors reminded cross-country teams across the state that they are a team to watch out for at the Division II state championship race held in Palmer on Saturday. Sophomore Cole Iverson and junior Jackson Iverson took fourth and fifth place in the 5,000-meter race out of 69 total racers. Only weeks earlier, the elder Iverson took the first Big West 3A regional championship race in Kotzebue, finishing just 10 seconds ahead of his younger brother, who took second. As for the Lady Warriors, senior Rosemary Diamond managed to beat out most of the Division II pack at state, placing 23rd out of 64 total runners. She took first at the September 27th regionals in Kotzebue. Runners from a large number of other, smaller Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta communities competed in the Division III race at state, including Akiak, Akiachuk, Chivak, Jefornik, Hooper Bay, Kweethluk, Kipnuk, Sleepmute, Scammon Bay, St. Mary's, and Tuluksak. Among Division III boys, the highest-placing runner was senior Peyton Nanook of Hooper Bay, who took 23rd place. For the girls, freshman Caitlin Napoka of Tuluksak took 35th place. With cross-country running in the rearview mirror and wrestling season around the corner, many of the same names will soon be showing what they can bring to the mat. The Bethel Scramble Wrestling Tournament is scheduled for October 17th and 18th and will be held at both Gladys Young Elementary and Iapron Athanavik. This year's KYUK Bethel City Council Candidate Forum was a mix of familiar faces and newcomers to local politics in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta hub. As KYUK's Evan Erickson reports, when it comes to options on key issues facing the city, the four candidates have plenty of common ground.
Success is all but guaranteed for four candidates vying for four seats on the Bethel City Council this year. Nevertheless, all showed up to share their perspectives and take part in the annual Candidates Forum hosted by KYUK last Thursday at City Hall. Incumbent candidate and current Vice Mayor Teresa Keller says she has put down deep roots in the community since moving to Bethel in 2005. After nearly 2 years on the council, she says her priority is better roads.
You know, these roads that are almost undrivable, and then you can't get your vehicle, your equipment or your vehicles on them to service the city, or they break, and then you're then paying money to get new ones sent out here or spending more money to get them fixed.
Newcomer candidate Kelsey Keim also says road improvements are critical and that developing a long-term strategy is a key part of this.
I think adjusting the budget to focus on longevity as opposed to a quick Band-Aid fix now could be pretty beneficial for everybody.
Keim has lived in Bethel a little more than a year and serves on the city's Public Works Committee and Public Safety and Transportation Commission. She says that experience has highlighted a need to get young people more engaged in the community.
I think I'd like to focus on finding a way to encourage, their involvement with the community and our local government.
For longtime resident, two-time Bethel mayor, and current city council member Mark Springer, better public safety is top of mind.
We know we have some serious problems with opioids, sale and use, and the destruction that those cause. We have two establishments that are selling alcohol that, may or may not be having an impact on people's lives. And we know that we've had an awful lot of turnover and issues with our police department. We've got to get some stability, and we've got to get police officers who live here in Bethel.
Greg Schiedler, who moved to Bethel in 2008, is running as this year's only certified write-in candidate. He also says issues with turnover are critical, but that they extend beyond the Bethel Police Department.
I'm primarily would like to focus on continuity of services for our fire, our safety, City Hall, trying to see if we can get a longer term stability. And we have a fire chief for more than 6 months, a police chief for more than 6 months, and the administration that has gained some institutional knowledge back.
In 2024, the city moved both its police and fire departments under the authority of a single public safety director. In September, James Harris left the director position after a little more than a year on the job under circumstances that remain unclear. Thursday's forum also gave candidates an opportunity to ask questions of each other. Mark Springer asked fellow candidates to share ideas for increased economic development in Bethel. Teresa Keller, who owns and operates a local insurance company, mentioned obstacles to becoming an entrepreneur in Bethel, including the lack of storefront space and exorbitant costs of running a business. Kelsey Keim agreed that high overhead is an issue for spurring new businesses. She went on to mention that the city could explore ways to tax property owners who don't live in Bethel, but are essentially siphoning money out of the community. According to Springer, there may still be unused spaces that the city can leverage to bring new businesses like restaurants or even a bookstore.
We have kind of half-developed buildings in town that don't necessarily have any tenants in them right now.
Finally, Greg Schiedler offered up a very specific idea for boosting Bethel's economy.
Let's see if we can get Amazon Prime to charter a jet in once a month that we can all get all the stuff we need that they won't ship.
To conclude the hour-long forum, candidates were asked to weigh in on the best and worst decisions made by the council over the past year. When it came to the best decision, candidates were nearly unanimous.
The best decision was putting the kibosh on that dumb TV show.
Springer referenced the live policing television show On Patrol Live. The national show had expressed interest in filming Bethel police officers as they responded to calls in the community. In August, the city council voted to oppose allowing the show to film in Bethel in a meeting that brought a rare level of public testimony also in opposition. As for the worst decisions made by the council, candidates were less specific. Springer said he couldn't recall a decision made in the prior year that had given him any heartburn. Keller and Keim mentioned decisions to hire certain department heads without naming names, and Schiedler repeated calls made earlier in the forum for greater continuity in staffing. Bethel's municipal election is Tuesday, October 7th. Three of the four seats up for election are for two-year terms and will go to the top three vote-getters. The fourth-place vote-getter will serve a one-year term. Listen to the full candidate forum online at kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Evan Erickson.
Voting in Bethel for both Precincts 1 and 2 takes place at the Yupit Pechachachai Cultural Center at 104 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, October 7th. The City of Bethel Public Transit System's bus will be offering free rides to and from the Cultural Center on Election Day. October 7th is Election Day for many communities in Alaska. And for much of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, it's also Election Day for Rural Education Attendance Area School Boards. Six of the seven school districts in the region elect their school board representatives through the state-run REAA election. For communities where there isn't a local election on October 7th, the school board elections will take place by mail. Ballots for those elections have already been sent out. In REAA 03, the Lower Yukon School District, three seats are up for election and each of the seats is contested, with two or three candidates running for each of the available seats. REAA 04, the Lower Kuskokwim School District, has two seats up for election, but neither is contested. In REAA 05, the Kuspuk School District up the Kuskokwim River, four seats are up for election. Two of those seats are contested. REAA 11, the Iditarod Area School District, the two seats up for election are both contested. Three candidates are running for both of the available seats on the school board. In REAA 22, the Kishunamut School District in Chivac, two people are running for the one seat that's up for election. There are two seats up for election in REAA 23, the Yupit School District. One of those seats is contested. Find information about the specific candidates running for each of the REAA seats at kyuk.org. The 7th School District in the YK Delta, the St. Mary School District, doesn't hold school board elections through a regional education attendance area. Among the most vulnerable Alaskans to the ongoing federal shutdown could be thousands of parents who depend on WIC to help them buy food. WIC is an acronym for Women, Infant, and Children, a federal program administered by the state. It provides food benefits to women who are pregnant or breastfeeding and families that include a child under five, as long as the household meets income limits. Jeff Turner, a spokesman for Governor Mike Dunleavy, says Alaska has enough money in the program to last through the first week of the shutdown. Whether cash reserves last beyond then is unclear. In past funding lapses, Alaska found the money to keep paying WIC benefits. A statement from the governor says the state will have to reassess if the shutdown goes on beyond a month. Nationally, WIC depends on money Congress must appropriate each year. In that way, it is unlike the larger SNAP food program, which is considered an entitlement. More than 8,000 Alaska households receive WIC benefits. For now, WIC offices around the state are open. Congress seems no closer to passing a funding bill. The Senate adjourned until Monday. This is KYUK News. I'm Samantha Watson. Koyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yuktun Gyanyeomchit coming up.